This is the Nick Myself Hour. The boy Nick Myself Timber. Shout out to everybody that's listening to the podcast and everybody watching live. We appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Most definitely.
Try to get things started. And we got my man Better in the building, Better Music. What's good, bro?
Definitely. What up, though?
You know what I'm saying? Glad to have my man here. Finally, we're trying to set these things up. You know what I'm saying? Weeks in advance, so we've been waiting
on it. Right.
Yeah, man. Plus, yeah, a lot to talk about. My man is really busy on the scene. So, yeah, this should be a really good interview. Especially those trying to come up, you know what I'm saying, in the game. Yeah, so anyway, Nick Myself Hour is powered by Freedom Train Network. What up, Pat? What up, Joe? What's going on? I'm typing them, gotta make sure y'all can hear me. So, got Freedom Train Network, make a platform for black folks everywhere. So, yeah, and this is, we black. I think we black. We looking black. We looking kind of black and alive, so I'm thinking we black. So, shout out to Joe and Pat for setting that up. Also, too, remember, listen to the live feed to like and share the video. Also, too, subscribe below down there. My finger looks super big. Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, too, man, share the live feed. Let people know through Twitter, through Facebook, whatever. Help your boy out. That's how you can support. Also, too, with the podcast, you can check the podcast out at www.freedomtrainradio.com. You can check all the past episodes, so you can catch up to this week. As well, you can find it on iTunes as well as Google Play. All right, so you got those options. Again, share, tell people, you know what I'm saying, about it or whatever. If you're an artist, you want to get played on the show, or you want your song played on the show, or you want to get on, just hit me up at enigmaself@gmail.com. Simple as that. Nick Myself, and yeah, see what we can do. All right, I got everybody lined up, so we got to get in where you fit in, because right now, I may be lined up to February, low key. But
that's how it be, though.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Real quick. Yeah, I think it's like, oh, he fishing for artists. Nah, bro. I got people mad right now because well, I ain't been on the show yet. Yeah.
Nah, I be fishing. I ain't gonna lie. I be fishing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, hey, bro.
Good. Just letting you know.
Well, yeah, hey, ain't gonna front. Yeah.
You know, I'm
there's some here. People, yeah. I'd be like, hey, bro. But also too, you know, there's a rare people like I'll be like, yo, what's good?
Yeah.
Y'all holler at your boy if you really want to get on, especially if you got projects on the way. Like, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Have you on? We can promote your project before it come out. Boom, boom, boom. Also too, for those listening to the live version, I have good news. I've bought a mic.
Do, do, do.
Boom!
Am I the first episode with the mic?
Yes.
I'm the first episode with the mic.
So, therefore, all that jet sounding y'all been hearing for the past 16 episodes, 17 and a half, that's out of here, okay? That's out of here. So, it should be clear and concise from here on out. I don't know if that's actually a good thing for me, but yeah. That's what we got. So, anyway, we're going to get through this first track, man. I got my man Shim again with another new track. I mean, dropping tracks week by week. Last week, we played a new joint by him, Golden Days. Shim Rivera. I hope I said that right, bro.
I'm about to try to follow you, Shim.
But, yeah, so he dropped a joint, Golden Days, last week. And then now this week, he got Super Saiyan. So it's actually, I want to say, I got the premiere.
He on the book of the ground.
Oh, both. You follow him at S-H-E-M. And then River. But I think it's without an I, so I think it's R. Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Look at that. Boom, right there. Making connections right there.
That's
live.
Live. That's just support. That's all that is.
Yeah. So we finna go ahead and play this joint. We got Super Saiyan by Shim on the Enigma Step Out. You got time, baby.
Lately, I've been working hard. I gotta get my payment. Homie, what you saying? Got me feeling like I'm about to hit the Super Saiyan. My buzz are up to dating. Trust me, no debating. It's time to get my bag and I ain't playing. No delaying. Yeah. first, let me address the disrespect. Bullet slinging at the squad. Yeah, I'm here to intercept. And let's face facts. You and your squad ain't where I'm really from. My belt off. Whooping your dogs. I'm Uncle Willie. Some used to seek the attention. Used to beg for the mentions. But I slow down on my shots. It's my Red Dead Redemption.
Oh boy.
It's what's sweeter eating off what I'm providing. I don't hop waves. I create my own like Poseidon. Now back to the mission. A calculated decision. Let the savior have his way. Feel everything that was missing. The deal that I signed. Where I go, that light will shine. For the homies, I'm the one you call with the lifeline.
But I gotta get my payment. Homie, what you saying?
What you
got me feeling like I'm about to hit the Super Saiyan. My buzz are up to date. Trust me, no debating. It's time to get my bag and I ain't playing. No delaying.
No delaying, we ain't playing. Sick of Louis. And every day we're making statements. Got no time for all the hating. Making moves is just amazing. Got the patience, keep on pacing. Paper chasing ain't the basis. I'm just trying to help the nation. I am in this fight, not no easy ride. Time that I do this right, I'ma seek that light. Not living off right, God's gonna make it right. I mean every seed that I see it. Seeking and preaching, I'm teaching. Feasting and beasting, I'm cheesing. Peeping and creeping and seeping. Don't hide it, not promoting violence. That is such a problem, starting a riot. People wanna change me, slay me, break me, play me.
Back, this is the Nick Step Hour. That was your boy Shim with Super Saiyan. Also, too, if y'all looking at it live, y'all can make a little conversation. So, hey, you want to check it out? Check it out live. Listen to the podcast. The podcast, you get the music. That's a trade in. Boom, boom, boom.
Hey.
So, you're going to get into these Billboard charts. Billboard charts. Now, listen here. I know y'all already listened to the Meek Mill joint. Okay, it's not on the chart.
I haven't.
But I know what Hov said, right? Said we was praising Billboard, but we were young. Now we look at Billboard like, is you dumb? Well, guess what, Hov? Right now, I'm dumb, bro. I only had one day to digest your little line, Billboard line. So, hey, we're going to be dumb tonight.
Wait a minute. Are you hating on me? I feel like that was a dumb line.
I feel like you was shot at me because I get the Billboard charts every week. Yes, I'm dumb.
Everybody knows, man. Everybody knows.
Get Biggie, get Biggie lines out your fat lips. All right, so we're going to get through it. Top 10 rap albums of the week. Number one, Astroworld, Travis Scott. This is the third week in a row, so good look. Houston in the building. Number two, Scorpion with Drake. Number three, A Love Letter to You. Three, Trippy Red. Number four, Not All Heroes Wear Capes with Metro Boomin. Number five, Billboard. Maybe we is dumb, because Billboard did it twice. A couple weeks ago, number one album was Tory Lanez, which wasn't a rap album. This is not hip-hop R&B. This is rap.
No, that's what they're trying to make it these days.
But it's not rap. Now they've done it again with number five, and it's a dope album. Probably one of the dopest albums of the year. It's just not a rap album. Oxnard by Anderson .Paak.
Oh, nah, that is a dope album.
It's a dope album, but it's not a rap album, Billboard.
No, it's not.
Piece of motherfucker. Anyway, you know
what the fuck's going on.
Because he's black and he's from California. It's a rap album. Get out of here. Number
up
six.
Up-tempo is what they consider.
Right, up-tempo. It's a song album.
Up-tempo.
Oh, wow. Maybe Jay-Z right. Number six. Red Heart by Lil Baby and Gunna. Number seven, Beer Bones and Bentley by Post Malone. Number eight, The Carter Five, Lil Wayne. Number nine,
wow. Number
Goodbye
eight.
And Good Riddance by Juice WRLD. And number 10, Question Mark, Triple X, Tatashion. So that's what you got.
Wow, he's still number 10.
Yeah, he still. I think he had got knocked off for a minute, but he can't. Yeah, he keep coming back. Juice WRLD is a staple on there.
Juice WRLD, that song is.
Who's a plant?
Yeah,
it stays on there. Of course, Drake still on there. Astro World been on there.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're gonna get to top hot songs, rap songs of the week.
Probably I failed.
Boom. No, that's Mr. Streams. Streaming forms.
Yeah.
Teenagers on YouTube.
Yeah, these youngsters. Nah, I'll tell you that.
Number one, we got Travis Scott with Sicko Mode. Number two, Juice WRLD with Lucid Dreams. 85%.
I mean, ain't gonna mess with them. I mean, those are some dope songs.
Yeah. Yeah, 85%. Number three, Chet West with Mobama. Number four, Lil Baby and Gunna with Drip Too Hard. Pause. Number five, Kodak Black featuring Travis Scott and Offset with ZZ.
In front of that.
Number six, Post Malone with Better Now. Plant. Number seven, Gucci Mane and Bruno Mars featuring Kodak Black with Wake Up in the Sky. Number eight, Post Malone is Swae with Sunflower. Number nine, Cardi B with Money and rounded it out. Cardi B came back again.
Dang, Shawty.
With Bad Bunny and J Balvin with I Like It.
I like it like that. That's still in the
club. Still. Yeah. But now
she
back in,
That's crazy. America, what are you people listening to these days?
Exactly. This is what we got. This is what we're doing.
This is what we got going on. Like, come on. This is what Billboard got to deal with.
Right. I don't know.
They got Jay-Z calling them dummies.
Right. Right. Oh, got me feeling away. I'm thinking like, well, dang. Maybe.
You gotta start looking at the movie and be like, wait a minute.
That's good. They gotta stop this.
This is what they listen to?
Right. So, anyway, maybe we can get to this next track. I got a Nas cap because of my man Big Lo. He just dropped a new project, little EP he made while he was on tour, 24 hours, boom, boom, boom. They turned it around. Yeah. So he dropped it today. I told my man I was going to play it. He was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's kind of funky.
Big Lo, man. I got Big Lo, man.
You got to check him out, man.
What's his Facebook?
I'm giving out your government, James Lopez. But we're going to go ahead and get to it. Big Lo featuring 8BZA.
Facebook's been getting everybody with this government.
Oh, we're going to get into that. Yeah. We're going to get into the government. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and get this track. This is my man Big Lo with hands on the Make Myself Out. You got time, baby.
Yo, this shit going to be crazy, man. Line for line, I'm starting five coat statue on the pine. She say I'm nice, but I'm awful on the grind. Vanilla sniff sniff, Mr. Softy on the drive. That's double scoops, raising recruit. Praises due, most high like we praying to Snoop. The hammer's Gallagher like banging your fruit. Peeping Bambi from the tree stand aimed at a tooth. Plow. Your man's not hot, quick maths come up short. Your man's got pop. The 1-2's Peruvian bloodiest. Not here for the ugliest thoughts. Yeah, I'm plugging a box, yo. Drag stamps in the wood. Her rap shows the robberies, hands in the air. We're all narcissists, Vanity Fair. Look at me for the wop, let me stand in the mirror. What do I do with my hands? Social media, socialized experiments. Broke the bee's knees, all shucks, Nancy Kerrigan. Pardon the arrogance, apparently an asshole. Alliteration's everything. Talking shit a little bit, awkward spit. Say it's no guys, then explain the omnipotence. Cosmodrome, rock star, rocket ship, proper politic. Problematic coffee.
Alright, and we're back. This is the Make Myself Hour. That was my man, Big Lo.
Man, that's just dope, love.
With hands. I can check out the project. It's on Bandcamp. Just look up Big Low. He got whole discography. Whole discography is on Bandcamp, so y'all make sure y'all check that out. And plus, I think he's starting to announce his spring tour, so y'all can look out for that.
My homie going on tour?
I mean, stay on tour, bro.
Damn.
Oh, I got a line.
They might need to talk to him.
I got a line. I got this one song called War No More. I was like, give you that hardcore, like my man Big Low, when he's on tour. Like, he stay on tour. He stay on tour. He stay with the merch. So, like, yeah, this cap is merch or whatever. He got a little Big Low Hip Hop. .com in the back. So,
yeah, I got to see how he's going to close
up. Yeah, I would flip it, but apparently when I flip it to the back, it looked like Rico. like Rico champ, so I got to.
No, hey, you can't get
more good. Yo, let's say a quick story. Barbo was over here, right? That's what happened. Like, I had to flip to the back. So we were talking, and I'm looking at the camera. I'm like, yo, I look like Rico. I'm like, Rico the champ. You like more like Chico the tramp. So what bummed me out was, what happened? I think I posted the video. I posted some picture. I think it was a picture of the video or something on Facebook. You know, Facebook got like a face recognition joint.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they try to tag Rico?
No.
So I screenshotted it and shouted it on Bravo on Twitter, like, bro, you see this shit? He was like, yo, that's bug. And then, like, Rico seen it. He was like, yo, y'all wild. Y'all got to relax.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, that's Facebook, dog. I ain't doing it.
Crazy.
So, yeah, I'm not going to turn my hat to the back.
Rico
trying to copy. Going to try to get points off my show. Using my likeness to try to sue me for copyright.
Rico the champ hour.
Right. Hey, chill out, Rico. Chill, bro. Only no competition. No competition, bro. We're going to get to this hip-hop news. We're going to start with the biggest meteorite to hit this week, at least at this point, being that it's Friday. Meek Mill's dropped his new album, Championships. You know what I mean? Listen to it. Dope project. Some of y'all got to relax, though. People are trying to get him album of the year.
No,
bro,
man. You better stop sleeping on that Nipsey to me,
bro,
right now. And Nipsey came out early.
So many albums that came out this year.
Right.
I'm y'all not to try to get a crown
right.
up
yeah, you gotta,
in less than 12 hours, bro.
Yeah, chill.
Y'all got to relax, all right? Calm down. It's a dope project. Calm down.
It's the fact that the expectation, you wouldn't expect him to come that hard, I guess.
Yeah, he ain't going for it. Yeah,
and the features as well. I heard he had some dope features with Fab, Rick Ross, Jay-Z. So,
and speaking of the features, part I want to discuss first, you had the apparent or supposedly diss of Kanye by Jay-Z in his verse. Jay-Z had come out and said that he wasn't dissing Kanye, which if you listen to it, he was. He mentioned Kanye.
Really?
He was essentially saying that he felt like the media was trying to separate him and Kanye like it did Michael Jackson and Prince. Because a lot of people had like they had beef. And they had, well, actually, it was Prince, which is an asshole. And Mike was like, yo, I'm trying to work with you. And Prince was like, nah, boo, you straight. But what's crazy, I was looking at some YouTube videos. I had heard about this before. The real beef wasn't Prince and Mike. It was Prince and Rick James.
Mm.
Rick James hated Prince because he thought Prince took his style and kind of blew it up. And then that's really like the rise of Prince kind of came with the demise of Rick James. So that's where the real beef was at. But in the verse, Jay-Z was like, you know, they try to separate us or whatever, but he said he wasn't dissing Kanye. So y'all can kill that. However, there was apparently another diss on the
I was about to say, how did they take that as a diss though?
Just because he mentioned his name. You know how people do. We say his name.
Yeah.
Now, it was some supposed strong subliminals on the same song from Rick Ross to Tekashi 6ix9ine. Now, that one, like, it was definitely, you can hear it, but my thing was, I don't know where it come from. Like, I don't know why he beefing with 6ix9ine, especially with the situation he in, but yeah. Like,
what did he say?
He said something like, you came for like half a quarter mil or some crap, He came with that gang gang. That really got my attention. He said gang gang. But then he was like, but now you in prison and that purple hell got them cats on your back or something like that. Like some alluding to him getting locked up or whatever. So I don't know.
That could be more of a Ross like blessing type shit.
I do think it's that. But a lot of people taking it as he was directly dissing Tekashi 6ix9ine, but it's Tekashi 6ix9ine, but it's like, why? So I do think it's that.
Yeah, Ross always do shit like
that. Yeah, yep. I do. Yeah. Y'all listen to Better. I do think that's what it is that he is using Tekashi 6ix9ine as a reference. But again, people, they going off of it. Also, too, featuring, going back to the features, you had Drake on the project. You know, they had their beef. Mm. And Meek even not took a shot, but he mentioned the back-to-back joint. Because he said something
In the same song?
So he kind of put it out like, yeah, I got Drake on here. He squashed it. He even brought it out or whatever. So people, you know what I'm saying, recognize or whatever.
What did he say with the back-to-back thing? You know,
he said something like, let me get this right. He said something in the sense of like, we doing this like he's back-to-back or something like that. Some of that. Mm. So he really, so it was kind of like, he was lighthearted. He was kind of like,
he was acknowledging.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
But that was dope. And also, too, apparently people started trolling Nicki Minaj because another feature on the project is Cardi B. Mm. And they did a track together. I ain't really listened to Cardi verse super hard, Paul, but it do look like she was shooting a little subliminals.
No.
Back at Nicki. Got their back because Nicki also.
Definitely. Yeah. She did mention Meek on the probably like this face ass on the.
Right.
I
do think that was lighthearted. But
that was.
But on the flip side, to have Cardi on the joint and then not to have Nicki, even though it's supposed to be, I guess, cordial.
I didn't think it was.
So that's that. So. Anyway, you got that.
When I finally, you gotta be mad.
But now you got Cardi on the joint. You got Drake on the joint. Yeah, Nicki probably looking kind of crazy. I guess y'all can go watch Queen Radio if that's even a thing. Now, because I haven't heard anything about Queen Radio
in a
couple of weeks.
Unless she's talking about Cardi,
right?
Ain't going viral.
Right. Exactly. Better know.
It's crazy.
I don't even know what's going on. All right, so. Despite all that, though, we definitely had some other music that dropped this week that was super, super dope. Black Thought dropped the Stream of Thought Part 2, which was mainly produced by
listen, man.
Yeah, bro. It was a dope project. It was a little longer than the first joint. And also, too, I just found tonight you guys dropped a video for Conception, which was, like, super dope. It's, like, two, like, young black couple. The wife works, or the girlfriend works at a restaurant, and the husband or the boyfriend, cause they look young. He's like a designer. He designs dresses, so he's sitting there making these dresses or whatever. He go and sell them, get his money. He go pick up. He go on a date or whatever. But it sounds simple, and it is simple, but it's like that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's beauty of this. And go with the song. Like you listening to him, like he's like, oh, this kind of. It matches up. So y'all make sure check that out, Conception by Black Thought. As soon as you done watching this stream.
Yeah,
wait till the show. Then go check it out. What else? ZID, he dropped the Carpio 2.
ZID, I don't know.
Yeah, he a young artist on Dreamville, which is J. Cole's.
ZID, I thought you said ZID.
Oh.
Yeah, ZID, I know him.
Yeah. So he dropped his new project.
Yeah.
Super dope project.
People saying that was dope as well.
Yeah, no, it was dope. Like, I even tweeted. I was like, he one of my new favorite artists. His last project was dope.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot his name.
He got bars.
Yeah, he got bars. Now, one thing, because I know of Joe Budden's broadcast, they was talking about, he kind of sound a little too much like Kendrick, which I gotta admit, it's true, but he still got his own identity. Like, you can see kind of the Kendrick stuff, but it's kind of almost like there's enough separation since Kendrick came out, like, in 2009, 2010, and J.I.D. came out in kind of like 2015.
Yeah.
So it was enough separation where it's not like he's mimicking Kendrick.
But you could tell he was influenced.
Right. So I think, saying that would work.
Everybody got an influence. Everybody trying to do African crossover to this day.
Right. Ain't a beef, but y'all check that out. That's a dope project. What else? Speaking of 6ix9ine, Takashi 6ix9ine, he dropped his project. I think it leaked.
It did leak.
But then they put it out. I got it on Tidal. Dummy Boy. It's essentially, to me, it's essentially the male version of Cardi B album.
Cardi B album wasn't bad.
Right, it's not bad.
It's some features that help it.
Right.
Help boost it.
And that's exactly what it is. You got good number of features, good number of beats or whatever. If you're not that hip hop purist, you know, everything gotta be this and everything gotta come from the artist, boom, you'd be like, all right. As far as it being a possible pop album, it's definitely a rap pop album. It's decent, it's solid. I can't be mad at it. But if it's not a cup of tea, it's not a cup of tea.
I was about to say, because some of them songs, man, you'll hear the first time, you'll be like, man, this is whack. And then after a while, you hear it, you're like, no, man, this ain't even too bad, man. I ain't even going to front on it.
Right.
Like, what's that, that Fifi? Oh, I hated Fifi, man. But after a while, you hear me in the car, hey, Fifi got that wet.
Right.
Wait a minute, man. I heard it too many times.
Right. You got to start watching. You got to start. That's exactly what we get. That shit every goddamn morning.
Dang.
Well, yeah, if you like Takashi, he kind of mixed it up. He kind of, the melody. That's one thing I did notice from the project. He has a medallic side, a melody side.
Melodic.
Shut up. Appreciate you, bro. I told y'all every day, every time, every week. I have a newspaper journalism, not broadcast. That's how the J School fam strike again. He got a melody side and he got a rough side, so he'll come off sounding damn Sticky Fingers from Onyx on one track, and then come back and then sound like goddamn
somebody got
Triple X Tentacion. But then again, he got a couple of tracks where he mixed it up, which is crazy. So, but anyway,
another guy that track with XX.
No, but the thing's like, you know, A$AP got the singy song, Trippy Red, and all that.
I got to listen to something he do, man, because for him to be on these charts like this, be making all this money, doing all these shows and stuff, like, he's got to be making something that people is really in tune with.
If you are into what people call the mumble rappers are doing. Because they're not even rapping, though. It's really singing. Rappers who can't sing
and stuff like that.
They harmonizing. That's all it is. But
I like to think of it as scatting.
Right. Yeah, if you look at it like that, you'll be like, all right, cool. And I think that's the thing about it, too. If people look at it like, all right, these really kind of like rappers trying to sing and not rappers trying to spit bars.
And I was about to say, that's what I was talking about earlier, that's what it's coming to, is that all rappers are singing now.
Yeah, yeah. So if you get in that lane, you be like, all right, this all right. I mean, ain't nothing mind blowing, but you be like, all right, it's all right. You'll see why.
It's crazy. I was watching the Get Down. I just got on the Get Down on Netflix, and it was talking about how things come full circle, how rap was done before, and then it came back in the 80s. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then, you know, disco was popping when rap was on the way up. I'm like, I feel like it's getting back into like a disco because people was really just talking about drugs. You know what I mean? Rappers are singing, you know what I mean? It's all about dance and being in the club and sex and shit like that. I'm like, disco is damn near coming back on a motherfucker right now.
That's a good point, bro.
Yeah, man. I was about to Get Down. Shout out Get Down. That shit was good. That shit had me thinking. But I was like, damn, ain't this about a fit?
No, I mean, because I try to do too. I try to look at music. We're going to go and get into this interview.
Oh, yeah, because you try to say it, man.
We already like that. At a 30-minute point. But, no, you're right. Like, I try to look at music and try to see, because things are new. Like, this is one thing I know I didn't think about at the time, so I really didn't know. But after looking at early hip hop, let me take Andre 3000, for instance. Like, to us, that was new shit. Mm-hmm. It was like, yo, Andre, he got wigs, he wilding out, right. Dressing all crazy, whatever, whatever. But, bro, if you go back and listen to, like, 70s hip hop, you look at 70s hip hop,
mm-hmm.
They was dressing the same way. Like, even the hardest rapper, even somebody like Melly Mel, like, they was dressing with the little things, the sleeves out, the leather vest, looking what we would have called, like, gay in the 90s.
Yeah, because they were still disco.
Right.
So they still had that disco vibe, man.
Yeah.
And it changed, man.
So
it's crazy.
Yeah, so we're going to get into it, man. This is the interview part. I introduce my man, Better Music, Strong Arms, outside of VHS. You know what I'm saying? I am doing the same as far as promoting, putting out music, putting shows together. So, without further ado, man, glad to have you on the show.
Most definitely appreciate you inviting me out, man.
No doubt. So, I'm going to come with the most basic stuff first. You know what I'm saying? It's probably an introduction to you to a lot of people out there. How did you get started with music?
Man, me being started with music, I feel like it's the cliche with everybody, like, you've always been in music, like, you got family that's been doing music. Like, I had an uncle, he had a group called R Staff, and he had his own studio, like, set up in the attic, where he had his keyboard and his mic and everything like that. So I was always around that. Like, they used to do on videos, they don't perform and stuff like that, and they had rec albums, like, back when motherfuckers had vinyls, had vinyls, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean, they had the suit, everybody had the, like, light blue suits on, and they tied, and they, you know what I mean, you see them on the stage, it was a unison, like, you know what I mean, like the Jack Roots back then, you know what I mean? Like, so, you know what I mean, then it was just doing music, and then I was always, like, listening, but it got to the point where I was in, I think, ninth grade, well, even before ninth grade, what we used to do at the bus stop, we used to, like, make a, not even then, I got to go even further back.
Right.
Seventh grade going into eighth grade, I made an album or a mixtape with my friend on, like, a double cassette tape type joint.
Right.
And then we made a tape, and we had sent it to a dude to make a CD.
Right.
And I made a CD, and then I was like 12, 13, man. I took it to Ohio. I was bumping it. And then came back for eighth grade or something like that. And we used to be at the bus stop, and we used to make jokes real quick. I'm like, oh, you don't really want no drama last night. I fucked your mom. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We used to just do little stuff like that. And my English teacher gave me a book, Tupac's A Rose Grew from Concrete.
Right.
And so I started writing poetry as well, because sometimes I was like, all right, Tommy, you got to write a poem or something like that.
Right.
And like I said, I had already been writing and stuff like that, and I was like, you know what, I want to go ahead and go on, like, this path with it and stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all the levels that I went through with it.
That's dope. That's good. Like I said, in regards to having that family child, whatever, so it's like it's already in your blood.
Yeah.
And also, too, I was thinking, we were talking about 70s hip hop, and that was another thing, too, that I think kind of got lost in modern day hip hop, because a lot of times we think about one rapper on stage, or maybe a DJ, a couple rappers. But back then, like in the 70s, like, they were heavily influenced by those, like, R&B groups. And they would have these things. Like, you would have, like, the Furious Five. They'll be on stage and they'll be doing routines like they was Temptations. But they'll just flip it on some, like, some hip hop shit.
Right.
So
we just get on stage, walk around now.
Right. They like they will put on like show, like literally routines, just like, you know what I'm saying, your uncles would
do. When I was 13, I wanted to do that. I wanted to be the first dancing rapper. Like, ain't nobody out there, like, a full R&B unison with their background dancers out there busting around. I was like, that's gonna be so weird. But I was like, yo, man, I could do it, but I was like, that'd be dope. I'm singing, rapping, and dancing on y'all.
Right.
So I was like, but, you know what I mean?
That's what comes down to.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't turned out right, so.
Yeah, it comes down to showmanship. And speaking of showmanship, you know what I'm saying? You're seemingly partner in crime. You got the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
Crazy on stage or whatever. How did y'all hook up in regards to music thing?
Well, see, with the music thing, as I grew older, you know what I mean, I started recording. I had a homie I was recording with when I first started at Fam Music, and he had moved back home in Tampa. And so I had sat back, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to start looking at other artists in the city and go to different shows and stuff and just showing love. Right. You know what I mean? So that way, when I do come out, you know what I mean, I can have people show me love, which obviously don't work that way. But I'm just out showing love, just popping up at every show and stuff. And then also just seeing how things work, how people setting up shows and stuff like that, and what they doing to promote shows and stuff like that. And then I found it was like, you know what, man, I can't just keep sitting back. I got to just jump out here, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I just started hitting up everybody on my friends. Was like, yo, hey, you make beats too? You got a studio. You got a studio, you make beats. I'm like, fuck it, I'm about to just go ahead and start buying shit.
Right.
And then invest in that shit. And so I hit his ass up. He was one of the one people that responded. Hit his ass up, went over there and recorded a track. I was like, you know what, let me do a feature with you. I know this Very High Society, this track I got. You know what I mean? And actually, Frank Miller was the first one, a producer I hit up to get beats from as well. And he was already with VHS. So, yeah, hit him up. We did the feature. And then, you know what I mean, I just started recording my whole first Unorthodox album with him, Unorthodox LP. Because I wanted all of my stuff to be mixed by one person so it would sound in unison.
Right.
After that, it was like I was around because I was coming to record and stuff like that. And then eventually it got to a point where FSU, I think, was going to be out of school and they were usually doing a cypher on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know what, Doc? I'm going to start doing a cypher here. We're just going to go live on Facebook. And I was like, all right. And at first it was me, Cody, MC Trail, Dragonette, and Beast. It was all five of us, and we was out there
if
like.
You guys don't know who Cody is. That's
I'm Bravo. My bad.
Don't worry about it.
I went to high school with him, man. You know what I mean? So we're a little closer than Un Bravo. I knew him before he was Un Bravo.
Also, I saw shout out to Cody and Kiana for the engagement.
Oh, yeah, man. That's crazy, yeah, man. Hey, I seen Rico talking about they need to get the baby next. I'm like, I don't know, Bravo, ready?
Right, baby.
And baby,
yeah, super quick, boy.
Right,
super quick. But nah.
But yeah, man. I mean, we just pretty much started doing a freestyle, and then everybody else started falling off, really. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just keep coming because I ain't really got shit else to do. Perfect my craft, you know what I mean?
Right.
Come out here, practice, hang out instead of going to the club on the Fridays and shit. Come do something a little productive and shit like that. And then it was also, you know what I mean, helping spread my name while I was not making music or while I was not dropping music as well. You know what I mean? I was staying relevant and staying in people's face at the same time. That was one thing I always wanted to do as well. And then we started just adding on to it. Like, man, instead of just sitting here turning the camera on rapping, let's, you know what I mean, add something on. We started doing artist spotlights and then artist playbacks and then stuff like that. So then we was doing it for free. Now we starting to charge and stuff like that. So, you know what I mean? It's just simple stuff. You just keep doing over and over, staying consistent. The key thing was just staying consistent with it because we've been doing the Freestyle Friday like 2 years.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we're just now starting to charge people for it. So it was like, you can't be mad if we ask you for some money. We've been doing it for free for 2 years already.
Right.
You know what I mean? We've been asking everybody. I'd be in DMs. Like,
yo.
Like if you don't know,
yo.
Like,
hit,
you
hit.
Know. I be in DMs at the moment. I'm letting you know. I'm telling people about everything. Like, it's there's no way you don't know, or there's no way that you haven't seen me if you're on my friend list.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And I try to make sure that because, you know, Facebook algorithm, if you post something and say, like, no, I'm just going to go straight to your DM.
Right.
You know what I mean? You ain't got no choice but to see it.
Yeah, I think, who was I talking about it too? I think it was last week at One Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
I think we were talking about that. It was just like, you know, because of the algorithm. Like, you really can't promote on Facebook.
Unless you're tagging a bunch of people.
Exactly. And yeah, that's annoying because people are looking at you crazy.
And then people like, don't tag me. You know what I mean? Like,
but that's
first of all, we're friends. Why wouldn't you want me to tag you?
Right.
I feel like I don't tag me.
I get it.
It ain't going to hurt you to just have that stuff on your notifications. Click the notification, click off.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you straight. Like, it ain't bothering you. Let the other people that might want to see it that's on your friends list that ain't mine see the jump.
Right.
Stop tripping.
It can go either way. I can see it in the sense of.
Well, I mean, because it is some people that out there, they tag you every hour.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Like, especially if you're somebody that, you know what I'm saying, if you're in them circles, you get tagged by this person, that person.
Yeah. You're thinking of something important.
Right. It's
like a little Johnny video. Yeah.
And after a while, you'd be like, bro, I get it from all of y'all. Like, so, in that sense, I get it. But, yeah, if it's like one or two people, if your people, you saying you support them, like, support them, bro. What's good?
All right, man.
So, but I do think the thing, the idea, not even the idea, but the thing of, you know, hitting people up in their DM, I think it is important because it's the intimacy. It's like, look,
yeah,
I'm hitting you up directly. I'm not just, you know, I think that's what it is with the linking people up. It's almost kind of like you're copying and pasting.
Yeah.
When you hit somebody up from their DM, it's like, yo, I'm coming to you.
Yeah, I'm this talking is, to you specifically. Yeah,
That's smart. That's real smart.
Yeah.
And my man's smart. I bet my man said he's charging. Y'all better.
It's doing stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm still giving stuff away for free because I still do the artist playback. We give those away for free sometimes. You just got to pay attention. All I ask is you share the logo on your Facebook and your Instagram.
Right.
Or your Twitter and your Instagram. Just two of your social media sites and I'm playing your jokes free, but you just got to look out for it.
Right. So at the end of the day, and that's one thing I learned with, especially when I started the Nick What's Up Hour originally back in the day, that when you go after this game, especially on the local, even on the major level, is the barter system.
If you have
something to somebody, they have it, and just say it to be money. Hey, you do tit for tat, you do this, do that, and that's how you build with each other, and you can build a whole network of stuff.
Right. It's hard to get people like that in one location as well, though, because, you know, I mean, first off, you got the population, and then you got the rule of what I like Charlamagne say all the time, like rule 10. One person gonna like it, one person ain't gonna care, like the other one ain't gonna know about it. You know what I mean? So it's like, first off, the population ain't that big. And then you got people that like different genres of hip hop or different genres of rap. So it's already segregated as well.
Right.
And I mean, that's why, I had made a post one time. I was like, I don't believe that one artist could bring 100 people to a show to see them, just them. And not in the city. Just be like, yo, I'm having a show in Tallahassee. I'm going to get 100 people to come see just me. You know, I don't feel like the fans are too populated. I mean, too segregated for that.
You know what? That's a good challenge, though. I think that should be a challenge.
And I thought about that. I thought about this event that we have going in January. I thought about calling it Let's Do 100 Challenge. Because it's like, all right, we finna challenge it. We finna just start paying one artist every month and promote this one specific artist. And then we have openers, but we're not promoting. We're promoting because we want to see who's going to come out for this one artist.
Right.
And then we're paying this artist every once a month and then see if we can get to 100 people on a show eventually. Yeah. Like, because I feel like what you do is when you put a whole bunch of artists on the show, you got a whole bunch of artists and a whole bunch of fans come for their artists. And then when they artists off the stage,
they leave. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Why can't we all just come together for this one artist for this one moment? Next month, it'll be somebody else's turn. Eventually, you come to your turn. Right. And everybody, you know what I mean? And then it makes the crowd big. But, you know what I mean? Just starting off with the event type stuff right now. So, you know what I mean? It's the first one. You don't really want to, like, do too much. You know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, we got some details going and stuff like that because we is working with Manny Mania as well.
Okay.
So, we're working with him on that. And there's also the website. I got to make sure because I see the time's running down. But I also got to mention the website. We're doing a website. We're about to start selling ads. You can put your video on there. And you can put your music on there where people can actually purchase it from the website as well.
Okay.
And also, when you get on the website, you automatically get onto the radio. We're doing an online radio station as well.
Right.
So, right now, we're doing a free trial for December because, you know what I mean, we just want to get people on and get them to download the link. You know what I mean? That way you can start listening. And really, all you got to do is, once you got the link, once you click on the link, the music start playing. It's nonstop, 24 hours, independent local music, just nonstop. So you just click on the link at any time. Anytime you want to stop, you just stop it. You want to listen to some music, click it on, and it's just nonstop. Now, you can't fast forward or rewind or nothing like that because it's just
a continuous.
It's just going to be a continuous thing, especially with the amount of people that we're getting submissions from. Like, I got a submission from somebody in Wu-Tang earlier today, so I was like, I mean, you get submissions and then from all kind of places, like, especially even with, like, the Artist Spotlight or Artist Playback, we was getting stuff from, like, Tunisia, Africa, and stuff like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Korea and shit like that. So you get all types of different shit, so you definitely want to try to get your stuff in as soon as possible, because I'm sending in tracks tomorrow. I was going to do it today, but tomorrow because I still got to hit a couple more DMs
right
and give y'all that opportunity.
Right.
But, yeah, once tomorrow night hits if you don't have your track in and you just missed the free trial December. And then you just got to try to sign on in January. And out of January, we got deals. We're going to do like $5 a song, or then you can do $20 for the month. You know what I mean? You can have your song on there for $5 a week, I mean, for the song, or you can put it for $20 a month or something like that. But it also comes with the website and promotion as well like that. So there's more details coming out. We're still working out, trying to get everything in order and stuff like that. But the show, we have in the auditions on the 11th. We already filled out the auditions. The auditions was $5 a song, so we already got those. And then the show itself is going to be on the 25th. Now,
will you see?
Of January.
Okay, I'm like, well,
hey!
Yeah,
no, we like, we're going to wait after all the holidays.
Yeah.
Everybody's back and everybody's good, you know what I mean?
So, January 25th, that's good. That's a good thing.
Definitely, so we're going to do that.
We're going to go ahead, man. We're going to play out a couple of songs from Better, and we're going to come back. You have more information in regards to the website. Also, I have to get in contact with him so he can continue to give y'all more information because they really doing big things over there at VHS. And shoot, so much so, that's why I got the show going on now. I wouldn't interfere with what they were doing because, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, it's all respect, you know what I'm saying, across the board. So we're going to get into these tracks. We got Drunk Driving and we got Can't Do Nothing About That. Oh man, Better Music. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby. Mm.
How can I kill my brother when I'm supposed to be my brother's keeper? I guess the cane got us unable to see 6 feet deep, but the hole in your soul much deeper. Baby boy stuck in the cradle. And wish I had a manger, cause these streets ain't stable. Gotta walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, looking in the eyes of the people who ain't got nothing left but opportunity, and ain't no immunity for the community. When all a man got is a cotton bum weed, and he hot and hungry with family with needs to feed. And ain't nobody giving, so everybody taking. You either broke or you breaking. Gotta take or be taken.
I ain't about to fight your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that, can't do nothing about that. I ain't about to fight your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that, can't do nothing about that.
Where I'm from, you have to get cash fast, so the fast cash look appealing. You either busting and stealing, or you getting that cash out the bag, dealing with feelings. The prices show you the best and worst of what life is. Never get high off your own supply, but you still got your vices. No 5-0, wanna clip us, catch us with zips, get it zipped up. You either making or you taking it. Don't think you gotta get a grip just to get a grip. Don't think you gotta sell weight just to get straight. Down here, they'll clamp your life away behind the 48.
I ain't about to fight your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that, can't do nothing about that. I ain't about to fight your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that, can't do nothing about that.
Family matters, especially when your wind's low. You know when you feel like you just can't get right, can't find the words to express my appreciation, alleviating the speculation of my purpose. Without you I'm worthless, cause family is something you can't purchase. Need something, I'm first to get it. I'm so committed, put my family before myself. Give my family my last breath. We forgive, never forget. And when I give, I never regret, cause I don't live to expect. Promise to never neglect my family. I know the government can't stand me.
Your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that, can't do nothing about that. I ain't about to fight your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that, can't do nothing about that. I ain't about to fight your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more.
I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that, can't do nothing about that. I ain't about to fight your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that, can't do nothing about that. Nah. Can't do nothing about that. Can't do nothing about that. Can't do nothing about that.
Damn, I can't find my keys, ooh wait, I got them. Go ahead, light up that weed, ooh shit, I'm swerving. Cops behind me, no, just some suburban in the suburban. What the fuck am I thinking? Driving after I've been drinking. I've been drunk since I walked in the club. And oh yeah, I'm about to roll up. Let the windows down. System compete with the endo. Think one shot ain't gonna kill me. This juice I'm sippin' ain't simple. Need a waffle from Waffle House in me with some cheese, grits, and eggs. Like, yeah.
Damn, my nigga needs some bacon.
Back up to the crib, like, nigga, we made it. And I'm so great.
Yeah.
I'm way up. I'm so blessed.
That's right.
No need to remind me. But every 2 a.m. Sunday morning, you gon' find me.
Stumbling out this club. Stumbling out this club. Drunk as fuck.
Shit, I think we hit that girl. Ooh, shit, now the cops behind us. Quick, fast, stash the weed. Hey, Mr. Officer, is this something you need?
He said, chick's been hit and she dead. And he said that you've been ID'd.
Ooh, shit, now my ass in cuffs. Ooh, shit, now they found the weed. And I got mouth feed and a wife. So how I'm supposed to tell them that I'm beating them cells for life? And I know what I did was fucked up, but this shit ain't right. Can't live with all of this grief. Can't live like this no more.
Stumbling out this club.
Stumbling out this club.
Drunk as fuck.
Drunk as fuck.
Finna roll up this weed.
Finna roll up this weed.
To put me where I need to be.
To put me where I need to be.
Yeah.
All right, this is it. Meet with them hours. Man, trust me, all y'all on the podcast, y'all missing a lot with the live feed.
Man.
But yes, check it out at yahoo.com. I mean, yahoo. Not Yahoo. YouTube.com/EnigmaSup927. You can check out all the shenanigans with the live feed. They just play my man Better Music at Can't Do Nothing About That and also Driving Drunk. So, yeah, man. With these tracks, like, how can the people, you know what I'm saying, find you and find your music?
SoundCloud, I'm always on SoundCloud for sure. These are older tracks, so, you know what I mean, this is before I had the knowledge of the BMI and all that other stuff like that. So, my newer tracks would be more on, like, everything else. But right now, these are really just on SoundCloud, maybe YouTube. And, yeah, you follow me at now on Facebook. It's Roland Bishop.
but everywhere else is Better Music, BETTAMUSIQ. Also follow the beast, man. DABEAST _PR. You know what I mean? You can follow him on everything as well. He's on Paul Reed on Facebook.
That's his government.
Facebook be killing every freaking body.
Right. Trust me, I try to do the same thing. That's why I got to make myself as well.
Yeah, I tried to fix it somehow, but it just wasn't.
Yeah, it was beating.
Right. Because they'll tell you, oh, no, that's not a name.
Anyway, that's why I'm on YouTube.
Black people got weird names.
we should be able to get away with this stuff.
Nah, I thought they had changed it because they got sued by let me make sure I use the proper term. A trans person. Because a trans person was saying, okay, I'm someone else.
Yeah.
I'm not who I am. And I want to use his name. And they was like trying to sue him. And I thought they had won. That's how country is there when I said that. One. I thought they had won the case or whatever. And I thought that wasn't the issue. So, but yeah, man, he tripped everybody out. A lot of people
man.
I thought it was spam.
I had when it happened, I told my wife, I was like, you know what, I'm about to deactivate this. I'm about to just use my regular music account and just say forget it. But then I was like, dang, I can't do all the things for my music account that I can do for my regular page, right. Like sharing it. So like,
right.
So I'm like,
so that's why I got two pages now. Honestly, I want to do the same thing. I want to deactivate my Facebook joint.
And I already got like a regular page, like my real name on it, you know what I mean, before I was out here doing the music stuff.
Right.
And so this was my music page, you know what I mean? And now
Facebook's some haters. That's why we don't
use straight up haters, man.
You know what I mean? Zuckerberg hating ass. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram.
I know you said we got the streaming services going on popping.
Yes, sir, yeah. Vibed Out Radio. Tune in app. Download that.
Vibed Out Radio. How you spell?
VYBEDOUT. Vibed Out Radio.
All right. See, I'll check that out. Also, too, you got the show on the 25th, January 25th.
January 25th. I forgot what the hell we called on the show again. I'm paid Sally Artist Showcase, where we having the main artists get paid $50 and the openers get paid $25. So, everybody who's performing is getting paid. I feel like it's one of the first shows in Tallahassee where we actually pay an artist and stuff like that instead of artists paying to get their little 15 minutes or something like that.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely.
And then, which is dope because, well, I even get to all that. Wait a minute.
That's
too,
a whole other.
Yeah, a whole other discussion. This podcast isn't long enough.
All
right. And then also, too, we got the Freestyle Friday joint.
Freestyle Friday, yeah. Each and every Friday, 2609 Centerville Road. You want to be an artist spotlight or you want to get your song played for the artist playback or you want to just get more information about it, just hit me up. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, Snapchat, whatever you want to do. Just hit me up, man. I'm always willing to talk to people and give them more information about what's going on. And I'm always willing to offer like free things as well. So you just got to make sure you're watching my page also.
Right. So y'all make sure y'all do that, man. You follow my man, Better Music. Also as well, like I said, y'all can check out Freestyle Friday. That's, matter of fact, between them and them Bravos, the exact reason why I do the live broadcast at 10:30.
Even though the Bravo fell off a little bit.
Yeah. He said he's going to bring it back. Yeah. I mean, now that they man and wife now.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I got some of that spare time.
Yeah.
So we start making babies.
All
right. But anyway, man, we're going to get up out of here. Next week, I said I'm going to grab Tokyo. You know what I'm saying?
She's Tokyo.
Coming through. So
you talking about Tokyo?
Tokyo Extraordinaire. Story.
You ain't talking about Duval, Tokyo.
No, nah, Duval, Tokyo. No, I ain't there yet. Hey. I'm on girl Tokyo starting there. She'll be through.
Okay, I got her.
She got a joint Diamonds a couple weeks ago. 2 months. 3 weeks.
Where's she from?
Troy.
Gotta look up.
Yeah. So she'll be here next week, and then the week after that, my man Eric Days. So
Eric Days, that boy killer, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hit him up a couple weeks ago about doing an artist spotlight. I'm definitely got to get him in there. I have about one of them people I've seen the first time about his album, my whole family love it.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
So, I told y'all, guys, this is stacking up. So, yeah, get in where you fit in.
Yeah.
Yo, again, y'all, make
I
sure.
I got lucky on the long. Because he was already he was like, man, I got to open it. I was like, let me get it out real quick.
Yeah, man, but. I mean, don't interview. I appreciate you, dog. But yeah, y'all make sure so we can keep this up, man. Y'all share.
That's an awkward ass handshake as well. That's what I am. We kind of.
The winner is. Right. Looking like Jesse Jackson in there. Goddamn. We winning the damn president election or some shit. All right. Well, yeah. Jesse Jackson done came. That's what I'm going to say. Anyway, it's late. Get out of here. My car broke. Come on, bro.
Ain't had nothing. You just know a motherfucking mad about it.
Yeah. But no, y'all make sure y'all share, like, retweet, subscribe. If you listen to the live joint, watching the live joint or the recording of it, make sure you get down there, subscribe. Let me know what you think in the comments below also as well.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Any improvements, anything I can do, hit me on Twitter at EnigmaSelf. Hit me on Facebook. At Enigma Self, Twitter, Enigma Self 9, Enigma Self and the number 9. Hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/EnigmaSelf. Also on Instagram, instagram.com/EnigmaSelf. And yeah, let me know what you think. Let me know what you like. Also, too, if you want to get in contact with Better, you also holler at me and I can get you to him.
Definitely.
So do it like that. Yeah. So appreciate everyone who's watching and listening. And we out here. This is Enigma Self out. You got time, baby.
Ooh.
Peace.